Good evening, Audio Boom. We are just heading off to the station in a taxi. We are getting the train countrywards rather than Londonwards for a change. And we're going to Opford to see what we can find down there. So I'll keep you updated.
Someone brought the leaflet of Madiba to London Bridge the other day.
Oh, not Madiba again. Magical Madiba.
Yeah, someone was talking about Madiba. I said, oh, I think it's a very popular nigga, you know what I mean? Everyone knows Madiba. Helps people with welts, he's got no money, helps people to cure.
Yeah, he can sort everything out, even sexual problems, isn't he? This is one of the new trains, isn't it? One of the more modern ones.
Is it? Yeah. I don't think so.
It's not like the old ones that go down like the, on the Thames Link line.
No,
they're horrible. I'm on Audio Boom now.
It's quite a packed train, actually.
Yeah, it's because it's one of the faster ones, isn't it? It's nice and quiet as well.
Yeah, everyone's just trying to get home.
No, I don't mean that. I mean it's a quiet train, isn't it? The way it's running, it's smooth.
Oh, I see what
smooth.
You mean. Yeah. Next stop should be Swanley, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Oxford. It's super cheap, but more expensive.
It's
Nigeria, though. Yeah, no.
That's Yoruba.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm actually on a train. Got a bit of a headache. I think it's because I've got my hair tied back. But I do that because I get hot otherwise. Lots of Nigerians out and about today, isn't it? Mr. Madiba might be on this train, mightn't he?
I don't think anyone really knows who he is, actually.
He's probably a white bloke.
You'd be surprised, you know what I mean?
It wouldn't surprise me. That's a strange noise. I know what you mean, but I didn't even really notice.
Let's sit over here if you want to.
Right. It's only one more stop, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's a small station now.
Is it? Is it smaller than St Mary Cray?
I think it's something.
The four platforms the same, isn't it? I think it has.
I think it's far, actually, yeah.
It's going to be smaller.
If you look at it,
sorry.
Well, our phone service is really.
It's really shit, actually. It really is.
It's not just in one place, even in your house.
Even in the house, downstairs. Nearly, the most you can ever get is 2 bars.
We just went past Ellsford now.
Did we?
Yeah.
What's outside? Is it like countryside?
When will it pass past it?
No, but now. That now.
Oh, yeah, just bushes. Trees and all that. I don't know what's on the other side, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some other time, we'll come home, we have more time.
Yeah, when we've got. I think it's like spending after, like coming in the afternoon. You know what I mean? And then we could, if it's a bit of a walk, then that's all right. it raining?
It sounds like it is, but
yeah,
I can't
it sounds
see.
Like it is, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it might be actually.
I can hear something. Yeah, I think it is.
Well, I took our jackets now.
Mine's not waterproof. I did have a waterproof jacket. I should have brought that. Yeah, it definitely is. It must have to come out when it hasn't rained for weeks. When we come out, it rains.
Shit, I'm not
trying. No, well, it's alright. It's not cold, is it?
No. It's gone past shore.
Yeah, Otford's next, I think. But it, yeah, should be.
Oh, it's Swanley.
There's Swanley, Ainsford, Shoreham, Otford.
Shoreham, Otford.
On this line, then, I think it's. I don't know if it's, is it Kemsley next, Borough Green and all that. On the other line it's Otford, I think it might be Batten Ball and Seven Oaks. It must be nearly here now.
Good evening, ladies and
gentlemen, thanks for your minutes
to be arriving at Otford.
Oh, they actually are saying
Otford
something.
For services to Seven Oaks.
Yeah,
there's not an automatic one. You know what I mean? The automated one. I'm surprised they don't have them on this train.
I'm saying the last one was the last.
No, that's what I mean.
We won't go Swan, it wasn't last,
yeah,
was it?
No.
If your blind person was going to Swan, they wouldn't know.
Although if it was the next stop, then no. But if they didn't know, you know, if they were getting on at St Mary Cray, but if they were coming from London.
Unless they're counting the stops.
Yeah, but even that, sometimes you don't know if it signals or not, if no one gets off. You know what I mean? I nearly got off the signals when it used to be the old-fashioned doors that open. We were getting just pulling into St Mary Cray, and I said, is this a stop? And someone went, like that. And I got up and I opened the door, because the doors were like there. And they weren't looking or listening to what I said. Someone went, no, we're at the signals. We get off all right.
Yeah.
Okay, it's raining, everyone, on audio boot.
God, I'm on my right now, we're under a tree, so it might not get the rain. Should I put my umbrella, you know what I mean?
Oh, well.
There's a big white umbrella.
I know, I've seen it somewhere. It is raining, actually, moderately.
Sometimes the rain is nice, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not really heavy, but it's heavier than drizzle. I think it's actually that kind of rain that can make you get quite wet.
I've got a hat on, so I'm not really feeling
it. I don't care anyway. I'm a bit worried about my phone, that's all. But
you
it has got a screen protector on it.
You need a Sony Xperia Z. It's waterproof.
I know. But mine isn't. But it has got a screen protector on, so it's not so bad. But if it gets any harder, I'll have to put it away.
I'm going
to
have someone. Hello. So, do you live local here?
Not really. I'm the area of there.
We just want to go towards Otford Village.
Otford Village.
Yeah.
It's just Clark Station, and you go left, and just keep going straight, and then you'll see it.
So we can go this way?
Yeah, you can go this way, and then you walk over that bridge.
Oh, I see.
And then you just keep going straight down that road, and it's there.
The left or right, or just go straight?
You literally just go straight, and there's like a little roundabout of the pond.
Oh, okay.
And it's literally just there.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Thank you. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you. Right evening to come out, didn't you?
I've got a load of steps now. My favourite.
You can hold the rail on the other side of you.
No, it's alright. You won't let me fall.
I'm not sure you do.
You'll push me. Oh, God, this weather's lovely.
Hello there.
Is this the last flight?
Yes, it is. That's it.
I'm up. Right.
Thank you.
Right, everyone. Smells quite countryfied.
Quite nice, actually. It was like with a small pathway to the left and the right, is trees and all that.
It's the country, darling. I haven't been here for years. We used to come here when I was at school.
I wish we came out a bit earlier.
I know, but we had all that other shit to do. We did. Maybe we can go out on Sunday. Yeah, we used to come to our teacher's house. She had a swimming pool. And she used to keep goats. She lived in Otford somewhere. I wonder where that is to here.
You keep goats?
Yeah.
For pets or for food?
No, for pets. No one keeps goats for food in this country, darling.
Really?
Well, I don't think they do.
How do you put it? Nigeria, no one keeps goats for pets. That is madness. No one would do that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I can hear a train in the distance. Is it a train?
Oh, what are you doing?
No, I don't know what I'm hearing.
There are no gates here, actually.
So we're just coming out the station now onto the road. What did she say? Go straight or turn left?
Past the bridge. Oh, cars come through here.
There's a car coming up our back sides, up our jacksie. Gravel path, as you can probably hear everyone on Audio Boo.
What's that?
I'm telling them it's a gravel path, kind of, like a track. Small road. Now, where do we go when we get here?
I'll have a turn left.
And then just go straight. Ooh, something smells really nice, like flowers.
We're meant to go through the bridge, but I can't see where the bridge is. We're going to do that right now. Oh, it's over there. I've seen where the bridge is now, but I couldn't find a connection to that bridge.
So should we have gone up? Maybe it's down here.
Yeah, no.
We're going downhill now. Don't go too fast, because these shoes can easily slip off my feet, especially when they're wet.
You can get off here, please.
Huh?
You come down there, steps.
Are you going to go down more steps?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a bit of exercise, actually.
It is. I'm not complaining, I just want to know so that I don't fall. It smells really nice, doesn't it?
A lot of flowers, you want to feel it?
No.
Bring your hand here.
Hold on, let me come down this last step. Well, it's not the last one.
Yeah, if you come this way a little bit, this way.
Yeah. Oh, I think that's a buddleia. They're the ones that we had, let me smell it. I've got to get down this other
side.
Yeah, that's buddleia. That's what that's what those idiots next door chopped all down. See how nice it smells?
Oh,
we had all those bushes along there. Now you've reminded me of it and I'm going to get pissed off all over again. It was 2 years ago they did that.
They are the best numbers you got. Remember that?
They are, because the other one's a bitch. But, yeah. I hope we've got to walk up these stairs again at the other end. There's loads of them.
Probably didn't need to come down the steps, actually.
I don't mind coming down, and I'm talking about going. Oh, my dress has got wet. My dress is soaked at the bottom.
The right place, though. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Well, we're trying to get to the town. What do you call it?
Village.
The village.
What, Seven Oaks?
Oh,
or...
no, Otford.
Otford.
Is that where we go?
Yeah, it's just straight down there. I don't know whereabouts in Otford you're going.
Just to have a walk round and see what's there, really.
Yeah, if you go out of here, you can cross over and it's straight down. You don't have to cross over anymore.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot. Thank you.
How far is it? 5 minutes.
I don't know, it depends on how fast you walk.
Well, we're not going very fast at the moment.
But yeah, as long as you're up the side and straight down and there's some shops down there, then you're in the village.
Thank you. There's another train.
Gonna be on that side or you'll find like that?
I'm fine on the side. I can still smell those buddleia, they're so lovely. I wish we still had them in the garden.
That one was purple. Now this one here, it's a bit dapper purple.
Yeah, but it's still buddleia, I think.
Up a little bit.
When I've got my stick under my arm, I can't lift my arm up. Hold on. Yeah, it's just that. I don't know if that one's dying off. That one was beautiful that I just smelt. It used to smell like that. You know, we could smell it in the bedroom because it would come through the windows and those stupid idiots.
The best neighbours you've got.
I don't care. They chopped my buddleias down. And they smelt so lovely.
Let me hold that stick for you. Oh, you want to hold it?
No, you can hold it if you want. Let people think you're blind.
That'd be nice. If I saw how to pick my pocket, I might smash the hair with that with a stick.
And you're divvy, divvy, div, div. I hope my phone still works after this rain. I shouldn't have worn these flip-flops. Because when they get wet, they slide on your feet.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're, exactly what you're saying. The shops, will this to be open though?
No, I doubt it. Not in a village. But General said there's plenty of pubs where we can get something to eat. I was going to hope to sit outside.
You get your dress, then, that's
all. No, we won't get a dress. I don't think you'll get any dresses here. Sometimes you get exclusive boutiques in these villages, but we've got to cross this road.
Yeah, I think we have to cross. Come down a little bit. We have to go a little bit
fast.
Yeah, there's not a proper crossing.
There's a car coming the other way.
Oh, where is it? Up a little bit there. That's it.
It's coming quite slowly. We're going to go and get something to eat, though, aren't we?
Yeah, I was hoping to get you a dress, that's what I was...
I don't think there'll be anywhere open, darling. And I don't think there'll be any shops that sell. If they'd be really expensive if they're down here. I don't know, I could be wrong.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
Huh?
It doesn't matter if you're expensive, but I mean, it'd be like something you got when you went to Oxford.
Yeah, I know. The day I went to Oxford. Yeah, my teacher, she used to have these... I think she had two and they had babies. They were females. She must have had a male somewhere or borrowed someone else's. And they... I think they used to drink the milk. When they didn't have babies, they used to get milk off of them. But I always remember they had this big block of salts because they like to lick mineral blocks. So this big block of salt, it was about a foot square, all salt. And it was a big square and you could feel a like...
You use that for you like that?
Yeah, it is a bit.
Is that for you?
Yeah, a bit. These shoes hurt me when I walk because they're wet and they're sliding on my feet. I can't believe the weather. Yeah, they had this block of salt. It was about a foot square and you could feel where they'd licked it. There was big, like, dents of the shape of their tongue. It's really weird. I always remember that.
Oh, I feel good, though. I really feel good, actually.
It's a busy road, and it's raining, everyone. Sorry about the traffic noise.
About what?
The traffic noise. I wish the rain would stop, though. I wanted to sit outside, and I don't think we're going to be able to do that, are we?
Yeah, we should try and do proper planning, if you ask me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we can't plan the weather. If we'd have come out earlier... then we would have got better weather, wouldn't we?
That's what planning is.
I hope it's watering my plants at home.
Is it really possible for the rain to fall around your plants and don't touch your plants?
Well, it might not be raining at home. Because it wasn't when we got on the train. I think I smelled honeysuckle just then.
That was me.
It wasn't. Oh, banging.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. Everywhere it smells lovely down here of flowers, bubblier, honeysuckle.
Next time we'll go out, remember proper planning.
And find out how far, where the station is in relation to where we're going. That's what we need to find out about Ainsford. I'm glad I brought my cardigan, I would have been freezing by now.
If you get too cold, let me know, give me mine.
No, I'm not cold.
If you get
just wish it had stopped raining now. Of all the times it wanted to rain, it was when we come out. Why didn't it rain all the times I was indoors? And then I could have sat out in it anyway. I don't really like walking in it because with these shoes they're dangerous. And if I break, this is the kind of time, if you go over on them, they could snap. And then I'm going to be stuck. Because I can't walk.
Oh, in your wardrobe. Sorry.
Why did it do that?
Snigger, they've been drinking too much. in your wardrobe.
Yeah.
You've got loads of shoes in there. Loads.
I know.
What you could do for me, look at all those shoes. Go on, chuck everything.
I'll chuck the ones I don't want anymore.
Because you say you don't have shoes, but when I see them, they look like you have it.
I've got hundreds of shoes in there.
All I'm saying to you, chuck everything you don't think you ever wear. So let's know you don't have. When you know you don't have, start to buy.
Yeah.
Chuck it all.
I think I'm going to pause this recording because it's a bit boring for everybody.
You still recording?
I was, but I don't know if I am now. Am I?
What foot surgery you got there?
Oh, we must be nearly getting there. Am I recording?
We've got a neighbourhood watch area here. Is it a pub or what?
Oh, is there anything I can... Oh, the table's not... The table's dry there. Right, we're in a pub garden. It stopped raining and we've got our umbrellas, so some of the seats got wet but ours aren't.
Yeah, okay.
And this is the menu. It's very humid again. The rain stopped. At least we're outside. It's too hot inside. Oh my god, it's really hot in there.
What we got here? We got the bowl brought to you by Chef and Brewer. The exceptional dishes to suit all tastes. Our menu blends a passion for flavor. Want to say something?
No, I just said
A passion for flavor with seasonal produce. Truly delicious food, beautifully presented and served with pride. So starters, we are soup of the day, piping hot and full of flavor with crusty baguettes and butter.
Sounds nice.
A farmhouse pate.
No, thank you.
Pork and chicken liver and all that shit. All right. Deviled with bait, white bait. Deviled white bait. Deep fried in a spicy coating, served with a refreshing tartar sauce dip.
Okay.
Your stilton and peppercorn mushrooms. Assorted button mushrooms on a garlic toasted muffin with peppercorn and buttermilk sauce, topped with crumbled stilton. You got spice breaded chicken, I know you don't want that.
No, thank you.
Scallops on pulled pork, you don't want that.
Well, you can read it if you want. Huh? You might want it.
Seared scallops and our speciality barbecue and ale pulled pork, served with roasted bread peppers, fresh rocket, and balsamic reduction. You got Atlantic prawn cocktail.
Okay.
Succulent cold water prawns over crisp baby gem lettuce with Mary Rose sauce, served with malted bloomer and butter. Korean style pulled chicken, no wonder. Bubble and squeak. Savoy cabbage and baked potato cake topped with good back bacon. Oh no, no wonder.
I couldn't expect without that, probably.
Caribbean style pork mini ribs, no wonder.
No, thank you.
Sharing platters, no wonder all that. Oh, you're vegetarian, not. So we can share, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Butcher's block.
That's going to be me, isn't it?
I expect so. Yeah. Oh, you've got pop classics. You've got hand battered Atlantic cod and chips.
Well, this main meal now.
It's pop classics. So, it's main, actually, yeah. Got hand battered Atlantic cod and chips. That's frozen at sea for unrivaled freshness and deep fried until golden. Served your choice of garden or mushy peas, tartar sauce, and ketchup. That was a chicken thing, you don't want that. I don't want the soup.
I'll see what the soup is, I think, for the starter.
We're meant to go check the other side first, remember? The forge.
Oh, all right.
Just reading this, just checking it out.
Oh, okay.
We'll check the forge out as well, see what it will be.
But how are we going to walk back through there? It's going to be so embarrassing.
Why is that?
Well, because, we're not... We've got to go and check the forge.
No. Listen, just leave it to me. I tell them, listen, take it easy. I'm just taking a walk through. I'll be back in 2 seconds.
Okay.
I don't owe anybody, no one owes me, so I mean,
that's
so
true. I'm getting hungry, that's all.
Slow cooked pork, you don't want pork belly, chicken breast, lasagna, that's made slow cooked lamb shoulder, creamy fish pie.
Ooh.
That's topped with mashed potato and macho cheddar, served with buttered seasonal vegetables. I think I should be reading them so I can know what I want myself.
Yeah.
Have you made up your mind about what you want for the starters?
No, because I don't know if we're staying here. I said I'd ask what the soup is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I read the whole thing up because I don't miss out. Slow pork. I don't want that cooked pork belly. I've had it before in the other place. But Sanya, slow cooked lamb shoulder. Cooked for 8 hours to perfection. 8 hours.
What's in a slow cooker?
I see. Sea bass and
you like
sea scallops.
You like sea bass, don't you?
Yeah, I had it before, but I don't have it again though. Caribbean style chicken, I don't want chicken. Asian style chicken, noodles, chili dog noodles. Seafood medley. That's grilled cod loin, salmon and sea bass fillets and garlic with coriander glazed with Patagonian king prawns.
Except for the prawns.
Served with chips buttered, fine beans and a jug of lightly smoked hollandaise sauce. Moroccan-style lamb, a trio of harissa marinated lamb cutlets served on minted couscous, drizzled with sour cream, with a side of mushrooms, roasted red onions and peppers, and a sweet chili tomato sauce. Irish rib of beef and pulled pork. Now you got burgers and you got grill. You got vegetarian options.
Oh, what are vegetarian options?
Roasted butternut squash risotto.
Okay.
A white wine, tomato and pea risotto with roasted butternut squash and asparagus, finished with toasted cashews and dressed with rocket. Rocket, that's going to blow you up.
I love rocket, but I love the cashews.
Roasted vegetable jalfrezi tiffin.
Oh, yeah.
With black lentil dal and yellow rice, served with a garlic and coriander glazed naan, papadum, cooling dip, and spicy mango salsa. That sounds Indian, though.
Yeah, I know. I don't normally have Indian in a place like this.
Vegetarian fish and chips, lemon and coriander, marinated halloumi, deep fried onto golden, with your choice of garden and mushy peas and tartar sauce. We still have vegetarian options.
Okay.
We've got mango, mozzarella, and asparagus salad. With a medley of roasted new potatoes, red pepper, red onion, and baby gem, cherry tomatoes, and lamb's leaf.
Must be some kind of plant.
Finished with pomegranate jewels, cashews, and drizzled with basil pesto.
Why do they have to put all these shitty nuts over things?
Can I come take it out if you want? If it's possible. No. Spiced Mexican melt burger. That's a burger, right?
Yeah.
It's vegetarian, though.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, that sounds like one. That was a steak. That's rump steak, salad steak, ribeye steak, mixed grill. Right, you got puddings. Drinks, wine pairings.
What have they got for puddings? Let's see.
Ice cream and sorbet selection.
Okay.
Choose 3 scoops from today's range of delicious flavours.
3? I wouldn't be having 3.
Kentish Bramley apple pie.
Oh, that does sound nice.
The all-time British classic baked in short crust pastry, served custard, double cream or ice cream. A creamy vanilla, Milonia's cheesecake, a creamy vanilla cheesecake with chunky cookie dough pieces.
No, I don't like that. That sounds really sickly.
Creme brulee.
No, and I don't like that.
Indulgent chocolate fudge cake, served hot or cold.
Yuck.
With custard, double cream, ice cream. Pimp's Eton Mess cheesecakes on Sunday. Yes, that's on. You want me to read that one?
What was that again?
Pimp's, P-I-M-M.
Oh, yeah, Pimp's, that's alcohol.
Huh?
That is alcohol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, you got salted caramel brownie and cheesecake sundae. Key lime cheesecake sundae. You got cask and craft.
What?
A British pub can be without great cask ale.
Oh.
And beer and craft beer. Yeah.
That's the beers.
Yeah. You got sticky toffee roulade. Flight fluffy sponge roulade and a classic combination of dates and sticky toffee flavored sauce. Served with custard, double cream or ice cream. Afternoon tea slice. Light cream mousse with a layer of delightfully fruity strawberry compote. Sandwiched between 2 generous layers of baked sultana scone. Served with whipped double cream.
That's for the afternoons, I suppose.
Afternoon tea slice, cool.
Yeah.
Home baked crumble of the day. Crunchy topped fruit combo served with custard. Cheese board. Brie, Stilton and nacho cheddar.
See, I love the cheese ball, but it's not really that good for me. Not when I've had everything else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but after eating all that, you'll be able to eat.
No, it's nice. I do like that. They usually give you grapes and stuff.
So if I'm going to eat here, what would I have for my starter?
I think I'll have soup. I don't really want any of the others.
No, Korean chicken, no. Bubble squid, no. This is no. So, support of the day, no. Farmer's party. No. White bait.
Maybe.
Still on pepper mushroom, no. Chicken, no. So, Mom, stop putting deviled
white bait
and scallops and pulled pork.
Is that a starter?
Yeah. Seared scallops and our specialty barbecue and ale pulled pork. Served with, I think I'll go for that one, actually.
I don't know what to have, if the soup's not vegetarian.
Deep fried. And a spicy coating served to refresh and tartar sauce. I think I might go for the pork one.
I might have to go for the mushrooms. What are they again?
Stilton and peppercorn mushrooms, sauteed buttered mushrooms and a garlic toasted muffin with peppercorn and buttermilk sauce topped with crumbled Stilton.
I don't think, because I think most of the others are fishy, aren't they? Like prawns, which I won't eat. Well, I eat them. I've already had them this week. Or was it last week? I think it was nearly a week ago. But
I don't read that to you. There's inspired dishes. Sorry.
Oh.
Simply irresistible flavour combination. Sea bars and sea scallops. That's on the main, actually.
Yeah, I think you did read that one.
Did I?
I think that you did. I think you did.
I think I did actually. Yes, I did. Two tender grilled sea bass plates. All right. So I'm in my mind. If we will eat here,
yeah.
Scallops and pulpog is my main.
Yeah.
And
Now that's your starter, isn't it?
Starter, sorry. Yeah. So what about you? What are you having for starter?
If the soup is vegetarian.
It is vegetarian.
How do you know?
It's got V in bracket.
Okay. Well, if it's not tomato and basil, which I hate, or carrot and coriander, which I also hate.
You'll go with mushroom.
If it's either of those, I'll have mushroom.
Okay. And if it's not, you go for that.
Yes, and I think I'll have the fish pie. What does that come with?
What's fish pie? What do you mean?
Mm.
There is no fish pie.
Yes, there
oh,
is.
Yeah, a creamy fish pie. Topped with mashed potato and macho cheddar. Served with buttered seasonal vegetables.
I think I'll probably have that.
Or the
fish and chips. The proper fish and chips, not the halloumi one.
What was the fish and chips?
It's the first one that you read out, pub food.
Hand buttered Atlantic cod and chips.
Yeah.
Okay. Or not a vegetarian one, you got vegetarian fish and chips.
Oh no, but that's halloumi, I don't want halloumi.
Alright, so you stick with the hand buttered one, right?
Yeah, I'd rather have proper fish than that.
I'm not sure what I'm going to have for the main. No. Chicken, no. Slow cook, no. Chicken, no. No. Slow cooked.
You can't get out the side here, can you, to save us going back through?
We'll go through there, that's not a problem.
No, it's not a problem, it's just it's so hot, I need to walk back through there.
We'll be out of there in 2 seconds. Should I have meat now? Might as well have meat, actually. Irish rib of beef and pulled pork. No.
What about the lamb? Well, you had that last time we went out, didn't you?
Yeah, at Oscoda, right?
Yeah. What about... What else is there? What about you don't want steak?
Yeah, I'm looking at steak right now, but there's a dog there. This nigga's chained to the chair.
Oh, can hear it whining. What sort of dog is it?
I don't know. It's white. All of them. It's got brown face and brown ears.
Are they long ears? Is it a spaniel?
It might be. It's close to that.
Sounds like some kind of spaniel to me. But I could be wrong. And I probably am.
Alright, so I've got a lamb shoulder. That's for Moroccan style lamb.
That's for the couscous.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of couscous.
Me too. Rice is rice. No,
yeah,
I mean,
I like rice.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't like it. I agree.
Alright, so I'm a slow cooked lamb shoulder. 8 hours, mashed potato. I don't like the mashed potato, but butter, like the red wine sauce. So I wrote that one out actually. So seafood medley, grilled cod.
That might be quite nice.
Salmon and sea bass fillets and garlic and coriander glaze with pork, tagoda king prawns, served with chips, butter, fine beans, and a jug of lightly smoked hollandaise sauce.
Why don't you have that?
Thank you, but you have meat instead.
But you're having meat for your starter. If we even end up eating it.
I'm having scallops of meat, right?
Yeah.
What is that with chips?
Yeah. And buttered beans or something.
Got gammon steak here.
Oh, you didn't read that out before. Oh, I suppose.
Served with a free-range fried egg. And grilled pineapple, chips and garden peas.
That's nice and simple.
Alright, let's stick with the seafood medley.
Okay.
I'll leave it at seafood medley. So let's get out of
here. Oh, God. Are we going to come back?
We might not. What do you think?
Oh, we'll see what the other place... I bet the other place is going to be more expensive, because it's not a pub, is it?
It's a pub as well.
Oh, is it? I thought it was just a restaurant. Boom. We'll just say we're going to go and have a walk around. We're not quite ready to order yet.
What did you say?
We just say we're not quite ready to order yet, if they ask us.
Well, just leave me to it. So I have to send.
Yeah, but you're not English.
Okay, what do you want to say?
No, say what you want to say.
Tell me what I want to say.
No, just say we're
back now. Yes.
We could be going to order, I suppose.
Come down a little bit there.
Okay.
See, that's part of what we learned in the gas course. There's a ventilation out there. You have to cut walking out.
Yeah.
If you have an appliance, you have to know what side of ventilation you need. You want to hold it or should I hold it?
I've got it.
Up a little bit there.
I don't think I can stand the heat.
How are you? You agree to that when you take
would you be able to?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me.
Coffee smells nice.
A little about us. 1512, the building itself was known as Morrie House. M-O-R-Y. Right?
Yeah.
I-M-O-R-Y, in Morrie House.
Yeah.
And the occupants. And written, Honeyford was principal craftsman for Otford Palace under the Archbishop of Canterbury. Though the main structure dates later to the 15th century, with two Flemish portraits believed to be Henry Tudor, someone smashed the glass there.
I know, heard it.
To be Henry Tudor and Catherine of Aragon. In the same sitting area is built a bench seat of oak known as Beckett's chair or the wishing chair. Tradition has it that it came from Otford Palace and several modern users claim to have had their wish granted. In the 18th century, when the Bull became an inn, it also became the centre of village life, with the Otford Vestry meeting fortnightly up to the end of the 19th century. In 1745, accountants show large amounts of 8S, 6D. Know what that means?
No.
Spent in that it has been and always will be the place for joviality in the village.
That was interesting. There's beams there. Look, what's that on?
You just fulfill it and see where it goes if you want.
Oh, where's the old part of the old wall? Look, them lovely old bricks. They're sweeping up the glass now.
Yeah, someone smashed it.
Someone had a smashing time.
Hello. Come through.
Are you all right?
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
She's not as hot as
I'm the only black man in this place. Look at me.
Huh?
Hey.
You're the only black man. You're the only black man. This is provincial England, you see.
All the niggas in here are white.
They're all white ones.
Not one black nigga.
Only
a
you.
Celebrity in there, you know what I mean? You know what? Let's what? Go through the proper crossing.
What's he doing here? Oh,
hey,
God.
That,
no peace from
London.
Oh, pardon me. Sorry about that, folks.
Yes, hello.
Watch the road now.
Yes, good afternoon. Yes.
Evening. Heartburn.
Okay.
That's because.
Okay.
It's quite nice now.
Okay, I'll call you back because I can't take a call right now. Shall I call you back later? No. Don't be sorry. It's a beautiful evening, man. I'll call you back later. All right. Take it easy. Cheers, man.
You cut them off.
Yeah, I can't talk and hold you like that, you know.
Well,
what I mean?
The thing is, it's a Friday night. What are people ringing you for? You know, they know you might be out. Who is it? Oh, it's lovely smell of wet
flowers, right?
Yeah, wet foliage. I love that smell. But it's not raining anymore, everyone. What was that to do with?
Oh, look at the panel. I've got a job.
You're the only black person in the village.
Forge, try new charcoal menu. Take away cheap fish and chips or eat in. Come up a little bit here.
Okay, let's see what this is
up
like.
Up a little bit there.
Can you sit outside?
Up a little bit there.
That's the important thing for me.
Up a little bit there. Up a little bit there. One more up a little bit there.
It's quieter in here.
Yeah, happy evening to you.
No, darling.
So are you?
It looks beautiful in here.
Yes, please.
This is not a pub, this is a restaurant, actually.
I told you.
It's a restaurant, yes.
Okay. Sorry, we've never been here before.
That's right.
So, we're just looking around. Okay. Is there a cool seat outside? Is it possible to sit outside?
I haven't got any outside sitting area.
Oh, okay.
Only inside, sorry.
Only inside. What do you want to do?
I think I'll go back over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll try here another. I don't like sitting inside, you see.
Sorry, I haven't got any.
No, it's all right.
No, it's fine.
The weather is not really raining.
No,
everything.
No.
Yeah.
That's all right. Thank you, though.
All right. So, but probably we'll come next time. It's our first time here. Have a beautiful evening.
Well, it's
thank
not
you.
So
bad. Oh, he got lots of alcohol here.
Get out.
All right. Thank you. Up a little bit there.
Oh, I nearly went flying then.
You want to go back there then?
Well, is there anywhere else?
Hold on, let me put my glasses back on.
The thing is, there's no one in there. That's what worries me.
What worries you about that?
There's no one in there.
What, he could knock us out or something?
No, of course not. Friday night and he's empty. It doesn't say much about the food or the place.
It's funny that. I mean, that's actually empty, actually.
That's not good, is it?
Literally empty. He's the only nigger in there.
It's not a good sign.
He's got a smile for you, though. Hello, good evening.
No, this poor bloke. How awful. He's empty like that on a Friday night.
Everyone,
it sounded like Indian.
It's a bit Indian in there. It's got white tablecloths up there. It's got a nice
I bet it's
going to
be really expensive, though, in there.
I mean, look at that. Everyone's in the pool.
I know.
He's got no one in there.
That's what I mean. That says something, you know what I mean? It worries me a bit. I feel sorry about it. It wasn't too hot in there because the door was open, but
I don't know how that business is going to survive, you know what I mean?
I know.
We've got clothes in here. If we come earlier, I've got clothes for you. This is Horn and Coal.
Okay.
Open hours Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5.
We don't want to walk too far back this way, do we?
No. That's the Swan there.
What, a swan?
The Swan, that's
pub.
Sorry, the Crown, sorry. I was thinking of looking
what was
outside.
The Crown again?
This is a pub, actually.
No, it was Thai, wasn't it? No. What was the Thai one?
Enclosed garden, it says. How do we get inside this fucking place? Oh. I think the door's over there. Looks very quiet, though.
Again, it's quiet. It's kind of weird.
Let's go up a little bit. Let's see if there's over there.
You might be able to see.
See what?
Well, at least when we go back to the other one, we know what to order. Because I think you have to go up to order. They didn't come out to us, did they?
Oh, yeah. So we'll just order.
Just go and then go and sit outside.
Sit outside, yeah. If we go back there, we'll go back there. A small tea room here to your left.
That won't be open now.
No. Wow. Poor Indian bloke, all by himself.
I know, I felt sorry for him, but as soon as I went in there and heard it empty like that, I was like, no.
Well, we're going to the Woodman now.
Well, that was near the station, isn't it?
It's the first one.
She said that's just an ordinary pub.
That's what she said?
Yeah. She said there's one called the Horns, but we haven't seen that, have we?
No.
What does it say about the Woodman?
Not so much, well.
Yeah.
And that's a pub, actually.
Do we want to go in here?
Come up a little bit.
No, I don't think it's very nice in here.
You don't think?
No.
Anyway, so I've done that.
Yeah.
I think it's just a pub, like you say.
Yeah, SHT card, karaoke, come on, sing along.
No,
that's Saturday, 30th of July.
Is it on Nolan of Dining?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, it's a pub.
Are you looking for food?
Yeah.
We don't do food, can you?
Okay, that's fine. Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
That's all right.
What's the one that one in the envelope? What's it called?
Sorry. No, I don't
want to
go there, darling. Don't even ask.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Sounds like
come down a little bit there.
She, I should have said to her, tell us, get out of my pub. She said like Barbara Windsor that used to be on EastEnders in the pub, and she used to say, get out of my pub. She really sounded like her. So I think it looks like the bull, don't you? That's the one she said, where's his horns then? They must have gone. Maybe that's where the forge is now.
When was the last time she came down?
Not that long ago, because she went to the bull. It wasn't that long ago, I don't think.
I think this wood must, I think they must have closed down because it doesn't look like. Well, she would have said go to the woodman.
She said the woodman is an ordinary pub. That's the first one you come to, she said, and that must be. She didn't say it was the woodman, she couldn't remember the name of it, but that must be it. She said it's on the right hand side.
Okay, and what about the crown?
What was the crown again?
It's just like it's after the woodman.
She said there's one called the Horns and it's quite expensive, but maybe they've changed their name.
So far, looking like it's the.
I thought that was the Thai one.
What, the bull one?
No, the crown.
Yeah, yeah. Just welcome to the crown. Thai food, 16th century in built Sakas 1560. Friendly family run pub, real cask ales, cask Macquarie camera registered, regular live entertainment, that's team, monthly folk club and open mic. Walkers and dogs welcome. Enclosed beer garden, log burning, stoves in both bars for the colder months. Traditional home cooked pub favorite 7 days a week. Next beer festival, pick up a leaflet from the door with our events.
What does it look like in there?
I have a minute. Let's go and see what's inside there, buddy.
I don't want Thai food. I don't like Thai food, but.
So what's the bull then?
Yeah, let's just go to the bull, for God's sake.
Well, I think your mind is fixed there.
Well, no, it's not. But it's getting later and later, and my feet are aching in these bloody shoes.
We're going to be here a long time. The last train is like half a level, so there's no.
No, I know, but I want to sit down again. My shoes hurt, darling. They're not the most sensible shoes to wear out.
Hey, what did I tell you?
I know. We already had this discussion.
What was it?
Throw all my shoes out. I hope our seat didn't go.
We'll get a seat.
So, we're going to find out what the soup is. If it's not anything I want, I'll have the mushrooms and the fish. No, fish and chips, I think I'll have. I know it's a bit boring. I don't even do scampi. Normally they do scampi in these places. Fish and chips is a bit boring. But sorry, mate. I feel sorry for him, but...
I do feel... It's not just sorry, we're very, very sorry for him.
I do.
The bravery to start a business and all that.
Well, maybe it's just not very good, and if it's not very good or a reasonable... Maybe a lot of people come for takeaways, you see? Might they?
I don't think so.
Poor man. I do feel sorry, but...
It's forged under new management. There's a sign out there saying forged under new management.
Yeah, well, probably it was shit before.
Yeah, so...
It's probably not got a very good reputation. Mm. I can smell curry.
A small town, though, you know what I mean?
It's only a village.
There's not really much here, you know what I mean?
No, there isn't in any of these villages, but it's nice to come down and have a walk round. I think Ainsford, I like it because it's got the river. We can walk next to the river. The river.
Aviva.
The river. No, not Arriva. The river.
Aviva.
What's that song about the river? When she sings, she calls it... That Nigerian woman sings it.
What song?
Oh, I can't remember what it's called. She calls it something about the river, isn't it?
Give me the tune of it.
That's
fire on the mountain.
There is fire on the mountain.
And nobody seems to be on the run. Up a little bit there.
There is fire on the mountain top, and no one is around. It says something about the river in it.
I wake up in the morning.
Oh, what do I see? Oh, my TV screens.
Hello.
Yes, do we order here or do we phone come to us? I don't know how it works.
Are you wanting food?
Yes.
So is it two of you?
Yeah. Tell him we want to sit outside.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know where he is. He's gone away now. There
is fire on the mountain. But no one seems to be on the mountain.
Okay.
So do you think they're not going to serve you?
I don't know.
What's the time? It's not that bloody late, is it?
It's not London, is it? It's London any time, you know what I mean?
It's too hot in here to be waiting around.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're right, I'm going to take a stop here for you.
Now, can we sit outside?
If you like to, yeah,
yeah, thanks.
Go to the bar to
order. Order here.
Yeah,
or
we order at the bar.
You order at the bar with, yeah, your table number.
Okay.
Oh, God, I don't know what table we are.
I think someone's there now, though.
No, but we're all now sitting outside.
Outside this bar, it's a 46 we're at before.
Oh, okay.
We've got chairs to do that.
Say it's 46, and
if you have
to move, then just keep an eye out and wave.
Okay.
Take it to the room table.
So where do we go? Go over there?
Either side of the bar.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Let's go over here.
Sorry.
You hit somebody?
I hit someone, yeah.
So we want to... Want to order? Where's an order?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now you order?
You're all right there.
Are you having it?
Yeah,
okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So, our first time in this place.
No, it's fine.
Could you tell us what the soup of the day is,
please? Yeah. It's mushroom today.
Okay.
You happy with that?
No, I think I'll... Do you want to take our order now?
I can take the order.
Okay. Can I have the Stilton mushrooms or whatever they are?
Of course, yes.
So, can I have the menu?
Yeah, of course you can.
Oh, God, I thought you knew what you wanted.
I knew what it is, but I mean, I've got to have to precise.
Sorry.
I like to precise, know how I am. Thank you. Yeah, we've been through it already, so you having the what? What are you having?
The mushrooms.
That would be the Stilton and peppercorn mushrooms, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm having that one, scallops and pulled pork.
Scallops and pulled pork.
And what's your menu?
I like the fish and chips, please.
Would you like the garden peas mushy?
Mushy, please. Mushy.
Yeah, so I'll have the seafood medley.
Seafood medley.
Is there anyone can get our chips out and have baked potato instead?
Of course you can, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Anything else at all for you?
I'll have a
About drink.
Brandy?
Yes, for me.
Do the Rossier or Hennessy?
I'll do Hennessy today.
Hennessy, yeah.
Can I have a cup of tea, please? Sorry, I'm boring.
That's beautiful. Good combination of boring and...
Oi, you're not supposed to agree, you idiot.
Oh, sorry, you're not boring.
There's gonna be fire on the mountain.
I'll probably be on the road.
Yeah, you will. That's it, isn't it?
I think I'm having a beer, so I'm mixing up.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Crank it up.
Don't start all that.
You got a nice machine to make it tea over there.
I can hear it. I think it's probably coffee, isn't it?
What's that? Clean the glass?
Warms it up, yeah.
Ah, look at that.
Then you're going to go and mix it in with a load of beer?
Take it easy, let me do the... I'm the one drinking it, right?
That's it, I've got left on my radio.
Ginger ale. Popcorn lemonade, let's mix that one. Glass of water?
I'll bring the tea out to you.
Thank you very much.
Do you like a double?
Oh, honestly, you're such a drunkard.
Take it easy.
There is fire on the mountain. I'm warning you. I'm only joking.
It's beautiful. Thank you very much. And
anything else to talk about?
What's the strawberry beer you got?
Strongest beer.
Oh my God.
What is in lager or bitter?
Lager.
Lager, I'll probably tell you the Peroni or the Stella.
Peroni, beautiful.
Pint of.
Darling, you're such a drunkard. See how much
I've got. Take it easy, I'm not drinking your mouth, am I?
No.
that one the other day.
I'll pop into the back very soon.
Good, because I can't stand it much longer.
What's your tea comes and my beer comes?
No, the tea's being brought out.
It's what?
They're bringing the tea out. You've got to wait for that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Anything else at all?
No, that's all.
That'll be all, thank you.
The 49.76 together.
That's
okay.
Beautiful. Can I trade you in for the food?
Oh, no one will want me. Go on.
Why would you say that?
Because it's the truth.
I'm going to pay it all.
Of course, yeah.
Have a look, it's fine.
No.
What?
You know what they do in the poll when you put your pin, they look away.
Some people get really iffy about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you look at it, what would you do with it?
It's true. Lovely, I'll bring the tea out.
Thank you very much.
Thanks
a lot. Come on, darling, I'm breaking into a sweat.
Me too.
Oh, are you serious?
Hold on, I've got to be very careful. So when I move this, I'm going to chop everything on the floor. I've got your stick, I've got...
Oh, give me the stick.
No, it's cool. Let me handle it. Go through a narrow part now. Just come up a little bit there. Up there a little bit. Yeah, that's fine.
See, we've got all these places and our doors. We never went to
visit. What's that?
All these places. There's so many places down the line we could visit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Mind you.
It's about you coming out, that's the thing.
We haven't got £50 to spend every day, but once in a while.
I mean, once in a while, once in a week, once in a minute.
Exactly. Other people seem to do it, but...
We could do it if we really wanted to, darling. Believe me.
Yeah, I suppose, but...
If you look at, on the days, when, come up a little bit there. When we don't go out, I'm at home, I'm spending at least £10 on my drink.
True. But I don't. Still got the teas made, going at me.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's a matter of choice. If you choose to come out, we could do it if we really wanted to. Oh, have the chairs moved again?
Oh, my chair's gone.
Hold on, just the way.
It's probably dry. The other ones are probably dry anyway.
Yeah, I think the gentleman told me about it. Give me 1 second.
Right, everyone. I think this is supposed to be highly boring. He's quite high. Okay, folks, I've got 2 minutes to tell you about the meal. For starter, we were back at the Bull, and I had the mushrooms with the Stilton sauce and on a half a muffin. I have, but I didn't say what we had. Look, I've only got 2 minutes, darling. Shush. I had tea to drink, fish and chips for main meal with mushy peas, and it was really lovely. Stop it. Stop harassing me now.
Well, who are you talking to?
F off. It was a big piece of fish. The batter was so light. It was lovely. Really nice chips, mushy peas, and I've got a latte now. And Obi had pulled pork with scallops, seared scallops, and some kind of salad. And then he had a seafood medley, which was salmon, cod loin. Was it cod fillet or cod loin? A sea bass. Patagonian prawns. He had a baked potato. It's meant to be with chips and salad. And now he's having God knows how many shots of brandy with beer and Guinness and God knows what. I thought I'd just say we had a really nice time, and I better do this because it's going to run out any minute.